Now, have you ever heard of the term Reiki? Well, if not, it is a holistic therapy that's based on the belief that energy supports the body's natural ability to heal. Sort of like what acupuncture and acupressure harnesses as well. But let's find out more about it because we've never touched on it yet in this show. We're joined by Reiki practitioner at Stress Free Management, Janetta Haim. Hello, Janetta.
Hello, Ed. How are you?
I'm looking forward to finding out more about Reiki. Tell us all about it. What is it exactly?
Okay, well, there's a lot of different explanations about Reiki, and because I'm a practitioner in many different modalities, I prefer a down-to-earth definition of it. And the way I explain it to people is that over the years, we pick up a lot of negative habits, and those negative habits, they translate in every area of our body. They translate in our energy, they translate in our thinking, they translate in our emotions. They translate into our physical body as illnesses. So with Reiki, what happens is the practitioner is actually assisting the person, the client that's come to see them, to shift that negativity from their being on whatever level it needs to be shifted. And when something is shifted, of course, nice fresh energy comes in. And we all talk about problems with our energy. We say, oh, I don't have enough energy, I'm feeling down, or, you know, phrases like this. So we do know about this in some way. Everybody does. And the way I explain it to my clients is it's like sitting in a bath and your water in the bath is going cold and yucky and you don't feel right. So you pull the plug out and you turn the tap on and you put some nice hot water in and then you get comfortable again. So it's about removing negativity in the body, be it physical, emotional, mental, spiritual.
Okay. Are you saying that some sort of conditions manifest as well? So if someone is renowned for being quite stressed and has, in inverted commas, the weight of the world on his shoulders, may some sort of stress or knots or other diseases manifest in his shoulders? So
yes.
Along those lines? Okay.
Yes, yes. Well, for example, the liver, people perhaps have liver issues. The liver is where, according to Reiki and other energy disciplines, you store anger. So quite often I get people and they come, oh, I've got a pain in my liver, you know. Well, the doctor says there's something not quite good there. Or the reverse. I get people that I'm doing a Reiki session on and I say, your energy's not quite in your liver. And this particular boy always stands out and there was nothing wrong with his liver. All the blood tests showed up fine, you know. But he was a very unsettled young man, stressed, angry. And, you know, about 2 or 3 months down the line, I said to him, look, just go and have a blood test. And he found that some of his liver cells and that were actually out in the blood test. And now that he knows, now people like to have physical evidence. So now that he had a physical evidence in a blood test saying, he started to listen a little bit more about, hey, maybe you should be doing some meditation techniques to calm your stress. Maybe you shouldn't be eating a fatty food or a sweet food, etc.
All right. Interesting, Janetta. Now, where do you come in? What does a Reiki session involve?
Okay. So somebody might ring me up and say, book a session in, and they come in. And usually I like to take a little bit of a history from a person. I like to know, why have you come to see me? Is there anything in particular underlying that you already know about? A lot of practitioners, they'll go straight into the Reiki session and they may not do that. But I've just found over the years, it's nice to give the client a voice and get off their chest the way they're feeling. And then we go into the Reiki room where there's a massage bed and they lie down. Now, I tell them beforehand, I might say to them, if you haven't had Reiki before, well, first of all, it's very relaxing. Some people fall asleep. That doesn't matter. It still works.
Wow.
And you may feel warm. You may feel cold. You may feel tingly. Some people are very more tuned into their energy than they think. And they can feel the energy moving in their body. I say to them, whatever you're feeling, please tell me. Let me know. If you're too hot, too cold, whatever, please relate back to me. A lot of people just shut their eyes and drift off. And when I'm finished, I just very gently say to them, well, I'm finished now. Please lie there. I'm going to leave you for a minute in the room and I'll be back. And the actual session involves me moving my hands over their body So there'll be areas like their shoulders or their forehead that I may touch. Mm-hmm. And obviously, there'll be other areas that I won't touch. I will work with the energy above the energy centers. Now, for those people that don't know, there are 7 major energy centers in the body. There are also little energy centers all over the body, which the acupuncturists use and a lot of other energy disciplines use them as well. And we work with those.
So Janetta, what do you feel as a Reiki practitioner when you're treating someone, when you're removing or unblocking or realigning an energy?
I may pick up things from the person. I may, as a practitioner that works with energy and can see energy and can feel energy, sometimes I'll pick up a sadness. And if the person's awake with their eyes open, I'll say, oh, you know, are you feeling sad at the moment, or is there something that you're sad about? Because sometimes people, if they don't know me very well, they haven't opened up about that. And then they'll say, I can give you an example. I remember one girl I was working on, and I had my hands on her head, and I just picked up an image of her, of a young girl, a little girl, and she was just sitting on the floor, and she was just so upset and screaming. And I said, do you know what this is? I said, it's just flicked into my mind. Is it something? And she said to me, oh, I used to do that quite often as a little girl when I was upset. So you pick up things, and sometimes you pick up, I might have my hands on somebody's knee and I say, do you have knee problems at all ever? But I always check with a person because, you know, quite often it may be just something that's sitting there that is of no consequence to them and doesn't have any meaning.
I haven't noticed it. Yeah, yeah. All right, look, we've got a minute left. I'd love to find out a fraction more. Do patients enjoy sort of instant benefits, or do some treatments take a bit of time for the results to be obvious?
I've found that people do enjoy benefits instantly sometimes. The most instant benefit that I get, people say to me, oh, it's so relaxing. You know, I almost fell asleep. And then down the line, it will take sometimes a couple of days, because what I've done is I've moved the rubbish out. I've cleaned rubbish out. So now that there's nice space, your body and your emotions tend to readjust and settle again. So perhaps 2 or 3 days down the line, you might find, oh, I feel a bit funny. I haven't felt like that before. And then I get people that sort of haven't come for 3 or 4 weeks, and they say, oh, I'm just feeling a bit out of sorts. Can I have another Reiki session?
Yeah.
So, and it's a general cleaning out. It's like cleaning out your garage, and then you clean it out, and then you think, oh, I haven't put that rubbish out in the corner there. Maybe I'll put that out next session or next time they do the cleanup.
Sounds like a great option. Stressfreemanagement.com.au is your website. Janetta, thank you for your time here.